RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Sports Radio 910 The Fan.
Bring the energy!
It's happening.
Run for your lives.
It's time for MP on the mic.
Cunning, capable, agile, flexible.
It gets me pumped and it gets me going.
Michael Phillips is...
Let's go!
MP on the mic.
MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, game day on The Fan. This is the big one, Commanders-Bengals, tonight. This is the dress rehearsal game. You'll see everybody. You won't see Terry, but you see everybody else. You see a lot of the guys. Starters are going to start. Bengals are going to roll with their starters for a while. We'll get you ready for it. For the next 2 hours, we'll hand you off to AWOD Radio, abbreviated Grant and Danny tonight. They'll be with you. From 3 to 5, 5 o'clock, we'll join the official Washington Commanders pregame show. Not only that, Fred Smoot and crew will keep you company after the game. Tune back in. You get all the postgame reaction. You'll hear from the locker room. You'll hear from Coach Dan Quinn. You'll hear everything that happened in the game on the recap show. How do I know you'll hear everything? Because it'll go until 2 a.m. here on The Fan. I'm not staying up that late, but you can stay up that late. That's the good news. We got the sampler platter. You want to wake up early? Junkies will be here for you tomorrow. You want to stay up late? We'll be with you until 2 a.m. tonight. Feels like a game day. Doesn't count, but it feels like it counts because this is the last chance for this offense to show positive momentum in the preseason. You heard Cliff Kingsbury's frustration on Friday. The Terry situation looming over everything. He hasn't practiced. Offensive line injuries. Noah Brown injuries. He's frustrated with where the offense is. They're not going to play Saturday against the Ravens in the third preseason game. The joint practice has been canceled. This is a big moment for the Washington Commanders football team. It's game day. It's Cincinnati. They're in town. Joe Burrow will start. Bengals starters expected to play as much as the entire first half tonight. ESPN Monday Night Football broadcast. I don't want to be overbearing about it. I don't want to be, you know, that guy that just keeps coming back to it over and over and over again. But I do remember what happened last time these two teams met on a Monday Night Football game.
They got to snap it on a 3rd and 7, and they do. Bengals bring the house. Jaden loads one up for McLaurin in the end zone. Did he catch it? He did! Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington! Unreal!
I've missed you, London Fletcher. Yeah, that play. That one. Monday Night Football announcing himself to the entire world. Defense didn't do much that night. Didn't matter. Defense didn't need to do much that night. They had Jaden Daniels, and they had that beautiful, beautiful throw to Terry McLaurin. It does not get old. I'll keep watching it. We were watching Hard Knocks the other night. Hard Knocks with the Bills this year, and they replayed the Josh Allen throw to Knox in the AFC title game. I think those are the two most impressive plays I saw on a football field last year. Both situations, zero blitz, quarterback had no time. It had to make the decision literally off the snap what he was going to do. In both situations, so in the Josh Allen situation, he read the extra blitzer was coming from the guy who was supposed to be covering Knox. How he read that, I have no idea. I watched that, but I hit the DVR. I watched that playback a million times in real time. He doesn't tell. There's no giveaway. It's incredible. But Allen reads it and puts it to the right guy. He doesn't make the catch, right? Well, shades of Baltimore. Lamar's great. Mark Andrews got to make the catch, though. Can't do it all alone. The Chiefs, Mahomes has the help when he needs the help. That's been the difference in that dynasty versus that being less of a dynasty. And in Terry's case, Terry providing the help, that one, it wasn't a read. Terry was covered. It was a dime of a throw by Jay. That may have been the nicest throw. You know, Josh Allen had the best decision of the entire football season. The decision to throw it to Dawson Knox right there. No clue how he did that. I study football for a living. I've talked to football players for the last 20 years. I've watched tape with football players. I text with football players to ask them about what's going on. No clue how he made that read in that situation, that split second. Incredible. For Jaden, made the read, wasn't the most difficult read to make. It was a zero blitz. They were coming at him. He picked up on that right away. He didn't identify Terry's open because Terry wasn't open. What he did was he threw it 30 yards downfield into the spot, exact spot, where only Terry could catch it without being able to plant, set, look, all those things you'd like to do before you throw a football. If it's your if you make your living throwing a football, he didn't get to do any of those things. He just casually flung it, put it in exactly the right spot. Wow, we're still devoting entire shows to that throw, even a year later. We'll probably do a one-year anniversary of the throw when we get there. Hopefully we have other things to celebrate then as well. Commanders Bengals tonight on The Fan. It's a game day on The Fan. We love telling you it's game day on The Fan. You'll hear the whole pregame, the whole postgame, everything else. Here's what I want to do today. I want to dive into who needs to show up tonight for the Commanders. We talked a little bit about that. We'll go up and down the roster. We'll get you ready. We'll tell you where things stand right now with the Commanders, with this roster. Who's fighting for a roster spot tonight? Those are, of course, things we'll be watching in the opening minutes, opening drives. Are there guys who need to solidify their starting spots tonight? We'll tell you about that. Of course, battles for the 53 as well. In the second half, you'll be seeing a lot of guys fighting for roster spots. Want to dig in on the running back position. Lots to say about the running back position as well. Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, is he pushing Brian Robinson Jr. for a roster spot, or is the hype getting out of control? Lots of opinions from lots of people all up and down the board on that. On the defensive side of the ball, what do you want to see from those guys tonight? We'll dive into that as the day goes on as well. A handful of starters will not play tonight. We'll remind you of that. You are not going to see Zach Ertz tonight at tight end. You're not going to see Noah Brown and Terry, of course. You're not going to see Laremy Tunsil. You're also not going to see Brandon Coleman. We'll dive into that offensive line, what that means, those absences. On the defensive side of the ball, two guys getting the veteran rest, Bobby Wagner and Von Miller, who, of course, have their roster spots sewn up. They've been in this league for a little while. No need to test them tonight. And then some injury guys down the line, Jordan McGee, Javonte Jean-Baptiste, Jonathan Jones, all not playing tonight due to injuries. So we'll dive into that. We'll get you ready for game time and talk about the Bengals. Talked about the Bengals a little at Football Fest on Saturday night. We'll recap Football Fest for you. We'll get you to everything else that happened around town. NASCAR rolled through town. 100% of the drivers who appear on MP on the mic in the week leading up to NASCAR in Richmond end up winning the race. Take your notes for next year. Austin Dillon appeared on this show last week. Won NASCAR Saturday night at Richmond. Didn't even need to do it controversially. Where's the line, Bob? Didn't matter where the line was on Saturday night. He raced himself to victory lane at Richmond. He wasn't, I'll say this, they've left town. They can't hear me. It wasn't good on our program. Was it Wednesday that we had him on? He wasn't good. We had Steve Letard on Friday, the NBC analyst. He was fantastic. That was a really good interview. I learned a lot about NASCAR during that interview. Austin Dillon, one the best interview we've ever had. But rode his way to victory lane, got the old MP bump. Now, we were unable to provide an MP bump to the Flying Squirrels, unfortunately. We told you coming into the week, they had to take 4 of 6 from Altoona to claim first place and the playoff spot with a few weeks left. Unfortunately, they lost the series to Altoona. So the Flying Squirrels out of playoff position at the moment have a lot of work to do to get themselves back into it. They have a series in Altoona. That's not what you want as a baseball team to go there. Maybe, you know, they may need to win 5 of 6 in Altoona at that point if the curve keep rolling. We'll channel Dumb and Dumber. So you're saying there's a chance. There's going to be a chance for postseason baseball, but last week certainly did not work out the way the Squirrels hoped it would with the home field advantage. Looking more and more like you got 12 chances left to see the Richmond Flying Squirrels at the Diamond. They'll be gone this week, back next week, same pattern the 2 weeks after that, and then we'll do the final game in the history of the Diamond, which of course we'll talk about that, and we'll get you fired up for that. In the lead up to that, that's going to be, it's an exciting week. I know I feel bad for Trey, for Parney, for those guys, because every time they say, they get so emotional about closing the Diamond down and all the memories there and all the great times there. And I can't do it. I'm just so happy. I feel the nostalgia, but it's not that wave of like, we're losing something we'll never get back. Maybe someday I'll pine for the Diamond. I don't think I will, though. I think everybody's going to walk into CarMax Park and be like, oh, yeah, that's what a baseball stadium looks like. That's what this experience is supposed to be. I think the happiness of it outweighs everything else for me. I love seeing, go back to NASCAR for a second. I love seeing a sellout crowd at NASCAR. Fantastic. Saturday night showing out there at the track. Great sports night all around town. Kickers lost. Squirrels lost. NASCAR had the sellout crowd. Austin Dillon won. And of course, we were over at AWOD's Football Fest where we had a great time. We'll break that down for you as we go as well. I still got the shades. Future's so bright. Still wearing shades. We gave out a ton of tickets to a ton of people. There was, so much swag there. Touchdown Club was representing there. I've got a Touchdown Club koozie now, Hazel. I do. I got another koozie in my collection. I've always said you can never have too many koozies. It's a thing you definitely want a lot of around your house. No, thank you to the Touchdown Club. It was great to see them out there and representing VMI was out there. Tons of the schools. Ken Oxendine representing Virginia Tech. It was fun to catch up with him. Of course, Tim Hightower was out there. And Fred Smoot is out there making some noise. You'll hear Fred Smoot on this radio station again tonight. He'll be on the post-game show. Once we wrap up Commanders-Bengals, that'll be the main focus today. And we'll get into a little bit of what happened around the weekend in the NFL. We'll maybe dive into the Milwaukee Brewers. They're red hot in Major League Baseball. Unprecedented. That kind of run for a team that is not a mega payroll team. They're not the Dodgers. They're not the Yankees. They're not the Mets. But they are red hot. Milwaukee Brewers on a tear. Need a little of that magic here in Richmond. Jam-packed week for you. Tons of great guests starting tomorrow. Today, though, it's Commanders pregame action for you. We'll get you set again. Official Commanders pregame starts at 5 o'clock. They'll get the ball kicked a little after 8 in Landover. Monday Night Football starters are going to play. Offensive line looks a little different than it will when the season begins. What does that mean for the Washington Commanders? I'll tell you on the other side. We're off and running on a Monday morning. This is MP on the mic. You're listening to 910 The Fan.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again.
In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Everybody, happy Monday. One's out of Capitol Ale House. He'll check in with you at noon. We'll crosstalk at 12:15. Set your watch by it. It's a Monday tradition. We'll talk about everything that happened at AWOD's Football Fest over the weekend. I'd met JP Flame of the Junkies before. We had not had an extended discussion before, so it was great to chat with him, get to know him a little bit. Ryan Clary of the Grant and Danny Show, of Grant and Danny fame, raced Stub in the producer challenge. This has been many years in the making. As you know, JC was originally supposed to represent this program in the producer Olympics. Instead, we had Stub against Ryan Clary in August of 2025. It's been a minute. We've been on the air for 2 years. Once we kicked the ball on this football season, we'll be entering the third year of MP on the mic, which you know this, because I'm honest about this. I didn't come on the radio and be like, this will be the greatest radio show you've ever listened to. This is going to be incredible. We're going to set the world on fire. I didn't know. I'd done radio here and there. I've, of course, been a guest on the shows. I had no idea it was going to take off like this. And so, that was AWOD's event, but to have people come up and say they enjoy the show, it is so cool, so gratifying to be out in the community, to see you guys, to hear that you soundtrack your day to this as you drive around Richmond. That's really cool to me and gratifying, and I love that we are entering year three of MP on the mic. Somewhat unbelievable, but also believable. I believe that was an RG3. Unbelievably believable. He said that once, then got it trademarked, then turned it into socks, then got in a fight with Mike Shanahan. Then things didn't go great from there. They had a Monday Night Football, that opener in 2013, where he was all in for week one. Matthew McConaughey was on the sideline. Steelers were in town. A lot of juice on that game. The air came out of the balloon pretty quickly that night. It didn't go well. It set the tone for that season. The next season also didn't go very well. And by then, we had moved on. Now, we have another season with high expectations coming in. This one, I think, much more realistic, of course, with Jaden Daniels. Everything's about Jaden Daniels. He's covering over a lot of the weaknesses of this team. And that's something you've heard out of training camp for the last little while here. Oh, the offense didn't look sharp today. Oh, there are issues with the ones. Oh, the defense is winning this day of practice. They're counting on that wild card being Jaden Daniels. They're counting on number five bailing him out of these situations when he can run, when he can improvise, when he can do the things you can't do in practice. You get a little glimpse of that tonight. We'll see. Dan Quinn did not commit to how many series he's going to play the first team for, and I think that's by design. I believe if they come out for the first series and they score a touchdown, they're done and they're good. That's all I've wanted to see all preseason. I wanted to see it in the joint practice. I wanted to see it in the first preseason game. We have not seen the intra-squad scrimmage. We have not yet seen a smooth operating drive from the first team offense. They've spent the last couple days putting in this game plan, putting in the plays. I believe that's all Dan Quinn wants to see tonight. I don't think he wants multiple reps. I don't think he wants multiple, you know, possibilities for injury. I think he wants that one good drive and then take everybody off the field. If it's a three and out, they're coming back out. But I think once they have that good drive, once they have that touchdown drive, that's all we're here to see. Offensive line, a little scary tonight. You're without the entire left side of the line as it's going to look in week one. And that's potentially an issue for Jaden Daniels. That's not nothing here as we get ready for a live action, live tackling, tackle him to the ground situation. You're looking at two backups on the blind side of the offensive line. Now, I'll tell you what I'm really curious about. Right tackle, where both guys are healthy right now, Josh Connerly and Andrew Wiley. You've got both guys available. Does Wiley slide over? Does Andrew Wiley play left tackle tonight in the opener? I'll be very curious about that. I think the rest of the line takes care of itself. Allegretti at right guard. And then if you play Wiley left side, I don't know that they will. I'm just saying it's an option. Then you could give Connerly run with the ones, which I think would be nice for them. Otherwise, you're probably looking at Trent Scott at left tackle. He was awesome in that Detroit game in the playoffs. When he needed to come in, he came in and he saved the day. There were moments during the season where he did not save the day at left tackle. And that's the nervousness. That's where the nerves come from here as we get ready for live tackling, and a Bengals defense has been told, prove how good you are in this game. We need to get off to a hot start this season. We'll get into the Bengals before we're done today. I'm a little nervous about this offensive line and Jaden Daniels. And I know Jaden can escape and he's good, but it's not the ideal position to be in without Laremy Tunsil, without Brandon Coleman, without your left side of the offensive line. I am assuming Chris Paul will fill in at left guard. I'm a little intrigued by that. I will admit, coming into this year's training camp, I had largely written off Chris Paul. That was the thing that happened. It's not a thing that's happening anymore. I got to camp, he looked really different. And that's not good or bad. I'm not making a quality statement. I'm just saying, like, I think he sees that it's not working, and he's trying something. He slimmed down immensely. He probably lost 30 pounds over the offseason. Maybe trying to be a little quicker, work in that game. The pull game helped the run. I don't know if it will work. He hasn't made it work yet, but I love that he's trying. I love the hustle. I love the dedication. I love trying. You know, this is your chance at an NFL career. Don't throw it away. And tonight's a huge opportunity for Chris Paul at left guard. With Brandon Coleman out, Brandon Coleman will be the starter when we get there, assuming he's healthy. But for Chris Paul, a chance to win a roster spot on the 53, if he can protect Jaden Daniels tonight, maybe a chance to show what he can do in the run game with Brian Robinson Jr., Austin Eckler. I think there are a number of opportunities tonight for Chris Paul on that offensive line. Tyler Biadasz anchoring it at center as he does. That's, of course, an incredibly important. He's pretty close to essential personnel. Number five's essential personnel. I think he's next on the list. I really do. The way they dropped off last year when he wasn't in, he is Jaden's eyes and ears up there on the offensive line. He's a really smart player. He can read the blitzes. He can read the defenses. I think Jaden leans on him immensely. Tight end, I would fully expect to see a lot of John Bates blocking early on. Because again, this is about keeping everybody healthy. This is about keeping Jaden Daniels healthy tonight. And John Bates can do that. He can block. Now you're going to get some Ben Sinnott too. You need to see some Ben Sinnott. We need to see what he's capable of. Could we see some Colson Yankoff in that fullback style role? I think we could. I think we'll see a lot of Jeremy McNichols. I think there will be a real focus on getting Jaden the time he needs to make the throws, to making sure that blindside's fully protected. It would not surprise me one bit tonight if John Bates is lined up next to whoever's playing left tackle. Maybe Trent Scott. You know, I think that it'll be Trent Scott, John Bates all night long. I don't think they're going to take any chances. I think they know the Bengals want a big momentum-generating play. I think they're pretty convinced that this is a Bengals team that's going to be playing at full speed, and they know this is not preseason half-speed kind of thing. They're going to have to be bringing it tonight to take down the Cincinnati Bengals to get that early touchdown. Not that the final score matters. The number that matters is 6. It's the number of points we'll see the offense score tonight to feel good coming into the home stretch, regardless of Terry. It makes you feel good if they can get a touchdown early on. And I think Jaden's certainly capable of that. I think Cliff Kingsbury's capable of that. I think they all understand the importance of this to the momentum, to the narrative coming into the season. It's a Commanders game day. I haven't even gotten to the wide receivers yet. So let's do that on the other side. We'll tell you where the Squirrels stand. It's not great in the playoff chase. 12 games left at the Diamond. We'll do it all. We're rolling on a Monday edition. It's MP on the mic. You're listening to 910 The Fan. All right. Hour number 2, MP on the mic. Spent hour number 1 talking a little Commanders offense. We snuck in some Terry talk. I know we don't do a lot of that around here, but we found a way to sneak in some Terry talk. If you missed that, grab the Odyssey app. It's got the rewind button. You know what to do. Today's not all about Terry. Today's a little bit about Terry. Today's a lot bit about Terry. But today's not all about Terry. Today's also about the rest of this roster, the other 52 guys, getting their one chance to show this team's ready for the Giants. This team's ready for week 1. And we talked about that at Football Fest with JP from the Junkies. He said, look, it's a good Giants roster. Every year, there's a team that goes from last to first. Every year, there's that team that wins 4 the year before. And you say, you know, that they're in for another long season. And they surprise. And he said, he wouldn't put money on it, but it wouldn't surprise him if it was the Giants. And I think that's a really good perspective on that. We're not putting money on the Giants. They're the 4th best team in the NFC East. I say that with a great deal of confidence. But I also think I love playing them in week 1. I want to say this as respectfully as possible to Russell Wilson, because I am a Russ fan. And of course, he's from here. And of course, we got to watch him with the Seahawks, and what he did in those games was incredible, leading that team. But I think Jack Sadart's going to be pushing him really soon, maybe sooner than people think. Maybe we'll dive into that later in the show. Reports out of New York, Jack Sadart looks really good. Now, there has been no controversy. Brian Daboll's been very clear. Russell Wilson is the quarterback, but it's a brutal opening schedule for the New York Giants. They start with this game in Landover, and from there it does not get easier. They've got the Cowboys, they've got the Chiefs, they've got the Chargers. 0-4 is very much in range for this team, this Giants team. And if they are, noise is going to be really loud for Jack Sadart. And if they go to Jack Sadart, we've seen stranger things then a rookie quarterback coming in, lighting the world on fire all of a sudden. You got to watch out for them. Not saying they're going to win the Super Bowl, but I'm saying if you want to sell me some Giants make the playoffs futures at some long odds, I'm sprinkling a little money in. I'm Derby Bill style here, right? I love a good long shot. That's a long shot that's maybe worth considering a Giants playoff appearance this year. But we're talking Commanders defense right now. Giants have better pass rush than the Commanders. Commanders pass rush we'll get a chance to see tonight. Here's what you're not going to see tonight. It's game night on The Fan. 5 o'clock, Washington Commanders pregame starts. 8 o'clock, we'll get you out there to Northwest Stadium for kickoff. And then Fred Smoot's going to hang out with you here for 3 hours after the game. Hopefully he remembers to take a pause every now and then. Some people like, you're like, MP, can you do 3 hours of postgame? Like, I've done it before. I've sat in with Linnell on the Fan up in D.C. and Doc Walker as they do that. It's like, okay, like, we're going to have to plan this out. We're going to have to, you know, make sure we're on our game here because it's a long show. I would not worry about doing a show with Fred Smoot. He can cover 3 hours. He's got a lot to say about these guys. And we'll all have a lot to say about what goes down tonight. What do you want to see defensively from the Commanders? I'll set the table here. And yes, you're not going to see Bobby Wagner or Von Miller. So you're not going to see the starting linebacker, and you're not going to see the starting outside linebacker, the only player labeled the starting outside linebacker for the Commanders this season. I'm very curious to see how they use Von Miller, and it wouldn't surprise me at all if not using Von Miller is part of hiding Von Miller. Everybody knows who Von Miller is. Hiding the way they're going to use him until the season starts. I do think that there's a little bit of they haven't had anybody like this before, and maybe they don't want to tip their hand in terms of what that's going to look like this season. But we'll have to wait on that one. So no Von Miller, no Bobby Wagner. A big opportunity tonight for Jordan McGee at linebacker. Certainly he will get the opportunity to run with the ones to prove he can do that. The athleticism is good. I'll be watching him in coverage on the tight ends. I'll be watching him when he has to pick up a receiver. That's a question mark so far. Can he do that? How will he look in the field? How many linebackers have come through here? Good tacklers, solid fundamental players. Can't hang in coverage. I think that's the thing I'll be watching early on, especially if Nick Ballore gets some snaps as well. What does that look like for him? What does that look like for the defense when the linebacker's in coverage? Frankie Luvu will anchor that unit. I have no concerns about him. He's not veteran enough to get the veteran rest that Bobby Wagner and Von Miller are going to get, but he's a veteran guy. You know who I'm watching on defense. This is an easy one, and I've said it all offseason. I'm watching Marshon Lattimore on defense. This is a big night for Marshon Lattimore. Marshon Lattimore can prove that last season was an injury-riddled fluke with a great performance tonight that leads him into week one as the de facto corner. I also think the Bengals are going to try to throw at Marshon Lattimore and try to rattle him because that's what opposing teams did last year. His meltdowns in Tampa, his meltdowns in Philly, he struggled to keep up with number one receivers. I have no doubt the Bengals are going to be targeting him. I have no doubt that Cincinnati's going to say, let's see if we can get this guy rattled and unhinged. And if they do, all of a sudden, you've got a much bigger problem than losing a preseason game. All of a sudden, you're talking about, what are you going to do with this guy long term? Is it Jamar Chase? Is it T. Higgins? I don't know. Are they mixing him up? I think it's probably Jamar Chase. I'm excited, though. Jamar Chase, Marshon Lattimore, prime time, week two of the preseason, dress rehearsal week, on ESPN. These are the moments both of those guys live for. I think they're going to throw at him, and I think they're going to throw at him early and often. I think that's your top storyline tonight, by far. How does Marshon Lattimore fare against, let's call this what it is, one of the very best quarterback-receiver combinations in the National Football League? Can he hold his own? Can he lock them down in coverage? Or is this something we're going to need to worry about going into the season? You know me. I've been pessimistic about it. I'm not shying away from that. I'm not predicting. I'm just telling you, it's hard for guys like that when they lose the step to regain it again. And it's hard for guys like that who play with their mouth as much as their legs to handle not being the guy out there. But this whole secondary only works if Marshon Lattimore is a lockdown corner. Because otherwise you got to move the pieces and you got to bring Sandra still back outside. And nobody likes it when I say that. But I'm going to keep saying that. If Marshon Lattimore can't deliver against Jamar Chase, That is a thing we will be talking about on the radio tomorrow and for the rest of the preseason. What do you do about elite wide receivers? Because you're going to play them. It's the NFL. There's a lot of really good ones. And if Marshon Lattimore's not up to the job, you can't say, Trey Amos, you're the number one corner now. He's not ready for that. You can't say, Noah Igbinoghene, get out there. Go guard Jamar Chase. You can't do that. It's Sanders still at that point. I know everybody's excited about him going back inside. I know everybody's, when he's in the slot, Lattimore, Amos, Sanders still, you're good. You've got a great defense. I agree, but that is predicated on Marshon Lattimore doing his job. And tonight's a night to prove it against Jamar Chase. Tonight's a night for Marshon Lattimore to prove that he can get after a number one receiver in the NFL again, which he did not do successfully in the final weeks of last season. And this isn't about winning and losing tonight. Scoreboard doesn't matter. I want Joe Burrow throwing at him. I want him to test him because I want to see if he holds up because we need to figure that out because otherwise, what's going to happen week one? Russell Wilson's going to be flinging it at him. You know that's going to happen. Give an early warning sign. Give an early, you know, put Russ on notice. Hey, you want to throw it to Malik Nabers? I'm going to be there. I'm back. I'm healthy. It was injury related. I haven't lost a step. I was just hurt. Now I'm good. You've heard the positive reports out of training camp, but you've also heard that against lesser competition. This is an important night for Marshon Lattimore. Less so for Trey Amos, honestly. Trey Amos is not trying to prove he's a number one corner in the NFL. He'll get there someday. He'll have moments where that's important. Right now, he's proven he's a starter night in, night out, and I think he's doing that. For Sanders still, I think you start him inside, but it's disruptive to keep yanking a guy inside, outside, inside, outside. I think it's much more about how do you make sure that Sanders still has the continuity and the consistency that he needs to be a good NFL corner. And that has nothing to do with him right now. That starts with Marshon Lattimore playing some good football tonight. Very important piece. We'll be watching him closely. Excited to see Will Harris. Y'all know I love me some Will Harris. I think that was a great offseason signing by Adam Peters. We'll watch him in the secondary. Quan Martin back there as well. He was on AWOD show a couple weeks ago. Great interview with Quan Martin, who is, everybody on the team loves him. And it's also time for him to take a step forward because they're looking to improve that defense and they'll have draft picks to use and cap space to use after this season. So it's a big year for Quan Martin back there. We'll dive into the front four when we get back. What does this pass rush look like? What do they need to do tonight against Joe Burrow and company? What's it going to look like for the Cincinnati Bengals on the other side? They, of course, bolstered their line with Orlando Brown. They, of course, have invested heavily in their offensive line. They drafted Amarius Mims last year, you remember. They are investing heavily in having what Joe Burrow needs to be successful. I mentioned tight end Mike Gesicki. We'll see him tonight as well against these linebackers. We'll talk about the other side. We'll get you ready. It is a game day. Preseason week two. This is the one that matters. Starters going. Offense has not looked sharp all of training camp, but they can make us forget about that in the first 10 minutes tonight. And we hope they do, and you'll hear it all right here. Pregame starts at 5 o'clock. We'll get you on AWOD Radio, noon to 3. He'll get you ready for the action as well. And then stick around after postgame show. And the Junkies will have it all wrapped up for you tomorrow morning, starting at 6 a.m. You're listening to Richmond's home of Washington Commanders football. This is 910 The Fan, Mount 105.
Ourselves a game day right here in the middle of the summer. Still hot outside, having ourselves a little game day. We're talking like it's a game day because it's an important one tonight. AWOD Radio joins you at noon.
We're with you until then. Just an incredibly important night for the Washington Commanders, who have struggled on offense in training camp. Last chance to get it right. We don't think we'll see them in the third preseason game against the Ravens. The joint practice with the Ravens has been canceled. For the defense, Marshon Lattimore. I spent a whole last segment on Marshon Lattimore. If you're just joining us, grab the Odyssey app because it has the rewind button. He's the guy I'm watching most intently tonight. Either side of the ball. It's an opportunity for him to make a statement against Jamar Chase. And I think that that's
That's what this night's all about, is feeling good going into the season. Otherwise, you got to shuffle the decks, and we got to find a new approach to this before the season starts. It's the Bengals and it's the Commanders, and it's going to be a lot of fun. It'll be on ESPN. It's their Monday Night Football game of the week, preseason game, their dress rehearsal game. Last time we saw these two teams on Monday night, an absolutely incredible game last year, where Jaden Daniels outdueled Joe Burrow in Cincinnati, put himself on the map, and we said, okay, there's something here. There is absolutely something here. Coming off of the previous preseason game, though, a lot of people trying to make some noise, a lot of roster spots, very much up for grabs coming into this one. I think that we're going to have a good feel for who's on the roster coming out of tonight. I don't think there will be a lot of, wait and see the third preseason game. Everybody always makes that noise. I know this from my time around the league. I know that a lot of the decisions get made before that final preseason game. It's not to say somebody can't impress, and somebody usually does, but I'll be sitting that one out because I know tonight's tape is the tape that matters. This is the one they're going to put on. Was who makes the team, who doesn't make the team, who did well in this game, when we game plan, when we got everybody ready, when we played in primetime, because they're going to have a lot of primetime games this year, who rose to that occasion? Tonight is the night. You'll hear it right here on 910, The Fan. Pass rush going against the Bengals. Joey Burrow, he's a good quarterback. I think he's the second best quarterback in all of football. That's not for us to determine now, but that's to tell you that there's going to be a high degree of difficulty in getting to him. I think along the line, I'm more wondering about the rush defense as opposed to the pass rush per se. This is a group that just wasn't good enough against the run last year. They put themselves in a lot of compromising situations, third downs, second and shorts, where it's tough to defend because the whole playbook's open for the other team. There were a lot of those last year. If you stay ahead of the sticks, you fought the fight in the National Football League. This defense was not good enough against the run. Retooled defensive line. You've heard a lot of hype coming out. Dietrich Wise, Dorrance Armstrong listed as your starters tonight at defensive end. Von Miller sitting this one out, veteran rest night. Him and Bobby Wagner, the two you won't see on the defense. I'll remind you, offensively, no Terry, no Noah Brown, no Laremy Tunsil, no Zach Ertz, no Sam Cosmi. Of course, he probably won't be there for the first few weeks. No Brandon Coleman. So a lot of guys on offense of significance who won't be playing tonight. On defense, really just the two that you've got. You've got Bobby Wagner and Von Miller out. Jordan McGee out as well, apparently. I missed that one in the last segment. Jordan McGee sitting this one out as well with injuries. He's out, precautionary. So at linebacker, you're not getting a lot of help. Kane Medrano, probably, sliding into that role. He is a rookie. We'll be curious to see what he brings to the squad. You don't have to worry about him too much, though, because you know Bobby Wagner will be there week one. It'd be good. Same questions for Kane Medrano. How does he do in coverage? How can he do ceiling up front against the run? And then on the defensive line, they will be missing Javonte Jean-Baptiste, who is one of those fringe roster spot guys. He missed last week, and I said, I didn't realize he was on the roster. But now he's missing this week. You're like, he's hurt. And so some of those guys, if you're a roster bubble guy, you go to IR because it's easier to get you on the roster that way. They can send you straight to IR. You don't have to worry about the rest of it. You don't have to worry about the cut day, sliding guys through, practice squads, all that. So he could be a good candidate for going to the IR when the season starts, missing the first 4 weeks. We'll keep an eye on that. I think there's enough depth at defensive end to start the season. Dorrance Armstrong, we saw the smarts last year. I think that was the biggest thing from him. He enjoyed how he read the play. There's a reason Dan Quinn brought him over from Dallas. He knows football. He's smart about football. So Dorrance Armstrong, Dietrich Wise, and Cleveland Farrell, of course, from Richmond, rounding that out. And I've talked about Cleveland Farrell at length this offseason. Cleveland Farrell's a guy who was done a disservice by being drafted in the top five by the Las Vegas Raiders. He's not a top five overall guy, but he's a good football player, and he's a hard worker, and I'm excited to see him in year two. I think now that the expectations are calibrated, everybody knows what he is and who he is, I think this will be a really good year for him, where people can just enjoy him for what he is, and it doesn't have to be that guy was a former, you know, top draft pick. It can just be, as a good football player, he's going to come in and he's going to give you some hard-nosed snaps. I'm excited. I love that Cleveland Farrell's close to home. I love that he's part of this culture change. I love that he's part of what they're building here.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
In Washington, D.C. In the inside, though, that's where I'll be watching. Talking about the defense here. Number one guy I'm watching is Marshon Lattimore. Second thing, how do they defend against the run? And that's Daron Payne, Javon Kinlaw, and Johnny Newton. That's your three. And you've heard the rumblings out of camp this year. There's been a little Jonathan Allen shade thrown throughout camp that maybe everybody didn't love playing with Jonathan Allen. That's a thing we've noticed as a trend in these interviews and these segments that we've heard with these players. Does the culture get you where Jonathan Allen's talent couldn't? I don't know. I was down on the Javon Kinlaw signing. He's a big dude. He's struggled in his career so far. He'll tell you he doesn't believe he's played to his potential yet. I don't believe he's played to his potential yet either. What does it mean? It means that they will be tested against the run tonight, and I think that will be a big subplot in tonight's game. How do they fare against this running attack? Samaje Perine, you know, it gets significant carries for Cincinnati. He wasn't good enough to play here under Jay Gruden, right? So I find it hard to believe that this defense can't shut down the Cincinnati rushing attack. Yeah, they ride with Joe Burrow, but they will run the ball, and I think, as much as I say, right, like Trey Amos doesn't need to have a big night. He's going against the best. He's still proving himself in the NFL. He's still learning. I think for Daron Payne, Javon Kinlaw, Johnny Newton, they do need to have a big night against this Bengals rushing attack. It's a limited sample size, right? Normally, it's a limited sample size because you're talking about one football game and we beat it to death all week. We could be talking about as little as one quarter or even 10 minutes of football here. Very small sample sizes to judge these guys on. But it's going to be an important sample size because this is the last look we're going to get before the season starts. This will inform how we predict the season. This will inform how we think the Commanders will do this year. And against a rushing attack that does not strike fear in the hearts of men, I think it's a good night for Daron Payne, Javon Kinlaw, and Johnny Newton to rise to the occasion. Lots more to get to. Flying Squirrels, unfortunately, playing themselves away from playoff position this past week. It was still fun to see them at the Diamond. Of course, 12 more games at the Diamond. They're not there this week. We'll catch up with Trey on the road tomorrow before they return next Tuesday, 8 days away, for more Flying Squirrels baseball at the Diamond. They're here 12 more times before they tear that sucker down, move across the street to their brand new digs. Austin Dillon, your winner, NASCAR at Richmond. He's the one who wrecked everybody to win last year, won it fair and square. This time around, he will be in the NASCAR playoffs. We love seeing a sellout crowd at Richmond Raceway. Super exciting to see the beginnings, hopefully, of a revival there. And we know everybody over there works super hard to make that a great race night. We had fun. AWOD's Football Fest 3. Want to talk about that. Gave some predictions on stage. We'll revisit those. We'll keep this show rolling. We'll get you up to the top of the hour. That's when AWOD Radio takes over. You're listening to 910 The Fan. We're rocking with our rowdy friends all around the Richmond area and nationwide. Welcome aboard on the Odyssey app as we get you ready. We'll hand you off to AWOD at noon. I know he's got some thoughts about this one. You'll hear the game tonight live on 910 The Fan. Full pregame starts at 5 o'clock. We'll shoo Grant and Danny out early to get you to the official pregame. After the game, you'll go inside the locker room, hear from the players and the coaches after this one. Monday Night Football in Landover. We don't like the Monday Night Football in the preseason. It messed up the work schedule. It ultimately cost them that joint practice against the Ravens. But we do love the opportunity to see ones versus ones, and it's going to be ones versus ones tonight under the lights in Landover. We were under the lights on Saturday, had a great time at AWOD's Football Fest. Many of you joined us, which I loved. I never know what to expect. I say things on the radio. I say, come join me somewhere. People do. I'm still not used to that yet. I know y'all love AWOD, and it was cool that y'all came to see me, too. It was a great night. It was a ton of fun. Our friends at River City Roll hooked it up. Then Gone Country played, country music cover band. They were really good. It was fun to hang out into the night, talk some football with y'all. Ryan Clary, a producer from the Grant and Danny show, was down there as well. Great to catch up with him. They do a great operation. He was part of that famed Grant and Danny trip to New Orleans last year where they just ate food for like 4 days straight, and then they ended up, it took them like a year and a half to fly home from New Orleans, basically, because all their flights got bagged and then they landed at the wrong airport. So we were reminiscing about that one. I was looking forward to our Live from Lambeau trip. We'll be in Green Bay week two. However you slice that, it's going to be an incredibly important football game. If the Commanders lose week one to the Giants, I don't have to tell you how big that is. Go into Lambeau. Avoid going to 0-2. Avoid digging that hole early. It'd be a monster game. If the Commanders win in week one, all right, you beat the Giants. Time for a playoff caliber measuring stick game. Time to figure out the Packers have Super Bowl ambitions. The Commanders have Super Bowl ambitions. It's time to figure out where they stack in that on the short week in Lambeau, one of my very favorite places to go. So excited to introduce AWOD to Lambeau. So excited to tailgate in somebody's front yard. I love everything about the Lambeau experience. It's phenomenal. If you've never been, it's really hard to get up there for this one, obviously, because it's a Thursday night, because everybody's going to be beating a path from D.C. Go on a weekday. Go in the summer. Go whenever. They do tours. You can get the feel for the place. It oozes history. And I'm super excited. We're going to take the show on the road up to Lambeau. It's going to be an absolute blast when we get up there. And by then, we'll have college football to talk about. We'll have high school football to talk about. We'll probably be in play Chesterfield already for the season. We'll be in play Chesterfield mode, which should be exciting. So much great stuff coming up this fall on The Fan. I was talking Hokie football yesterday with a couple people. And man, I don't sense a lot of optimism from the Hokie crowd. I said, y'all can beat Vandy. No, we can't. Was the answer I got back. Yeah, I don't think so. I think they can beat Vandy. I think it's a 50-50 game. I think you got to beat Vandy to be the team you want to be, to set the tone you want to set. That's a really, really important football game. But we were on stage at Football Fest. I loved hearing the high school experts, too, giving their take. So many great stories. And City football's back. Armstrong, Huguenot, TJ all made the playoffs last year. Huguenot's not going anywhere. Coach's son is the quarterback at Huguenot, and he's a sophomore. That's a fascinating one to watch. Of course, as they continue to grow as a program, that's either one where that's some rocket fuel, and you got 3 years of him, or it sputters. The coach's son goes bad, goes really bad. That will be a fascinating subplot to watch this season. You've got coaches who know what they're doing, veteran coaches in a lot of places. You've got some big, big names, and you've got a Verina juggernaut that absolutely resembles the Highland Springs juggernauts of the last few years. Will they get past Highland Springs? What will the playoffs look like? That's going to be a ton of fun as well. Of course, Gary Hess and Coach Chris were both at Football Fest. They're getting ready for year 32. Unbelievable of high school football on 910 The Fan. It's a tradition. It's a phenomenal tradition. We love tuning into those guys. I love the post show too, getting the scores from all over. It's not like the NFL. You can't just fire up the app and get the scores. I love hearing the scores come in, and then of course Lane and Sean do Final Score Friday on CBS 6, where you get to see the games. We're well covered in the area. I'll throw in my guy Zach Joachim as well, of course. We're well covered in the area on high school football. The excitement builds, the excitement mounts as we get ready for another great season with y'all. But I shared the stage with AWOD and JP Flame of the Junkies. And JP and I were both reacting. AWOD went big on the Steelers. I sense a lot of that going on right now. A lot of people are rallying around the Aaron Rodgers addition. Here's what surprises me. Not that people are rallying around Aaron Rodgers, but that people are not rallying around Russell Wilson in New York. Like, Aaron Rodgers, yeah, he could do it. Russ couldn't do it. I think they both have equivalent chances of turning in great seasons. That's not to say I'm anti-Aaron Rodgers. I'm not. He plays in a tough division. Ravens are very good. The Bengals are very good. The Browns play football, so that's exciting. They still do. They're going to play another. they're going to play another season of football there in Cleveland. Good for them. We're happy for them. It's a tough division. Russ is in a tough division. The NFC East. You open with, you know, Commanders, Cowboys. You get no time to prove yourself. You get thrown right in. I think we're all taking for granted Aaron Rodgers can beat Father Time. I get that Tom Brady did it once. It's a tough task, and we'll see. He's got a great defense around him. This is the best situation he could possibly ask for. Can he do it? I'm maybe a little bit more skeptical there. Can Russ do it? I'm skeptical there, too. I'd say the chances of one of the two of them having a phenomenal year is maybe 55%, right? There's a little better than 50-50 chance that one of them is going to have a great season, that one of them is going to break out and beat Father Time, which means there's a 45% chance they both just fall on their face, and that's how it goes. It's a brutal league. It's a brutal league out there. I like our veterans, though. Commanders, Bengals tonight. You will not see those veterans. Von Miller, no, he won't play. Bobby Wagner, no, won't be out there. Laramie Tunsil, no, not going to play. Zach Ertz, forget about it. He will not be out there either. The veteran crew all getting the night off. Doesn't change my mind about how big this one is. I do think it changes things for Jaden Daniels. I think you're going to see a lot of John Bates on that left side. He's got the whole left side of the offensive line out. Laramie Tunsil and Brandon Coleman both out. Trent Scott probably at left tackle. I will be curious if they move Wiley if things go bad early. And move him over there to the blind side, because the Bengals are playing for keeps tonight. Play calling is going to be at a premium. I think there's going to be a lot of quick routes. A chance for the receivers to prove themselves. And you know what? We got to talk about those receivers because there's a lot going on in that receiving room. Of course, another weekend of Terry McLaurin's stories. We'll get to that. We'll wrap you up. We'll send you off to AWOD Radio. We'll do it all on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.